This weekend, more than 20 poets, some from here, some from other places, will read their work during the Burning Chair readings at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. This week, we'll hear 5 of the participating poets, one each day, read. We begin with Matthew Henriksen of Fayetteville, one of the organizers of the weekend's event.
Today I'm going to read a poem called Baby, which I wrote when my wife was pregnant with our first child, and I didn't know at the time what the gender was. And I intentionally wrote this, which usually I don't do. My poems are often more spontaneous. And one of the things I think is interesting about it in the lead up to what's coming with the poetry festival is my friends Fairfield and Jared White, who are poets, just had a baby and are bringing their baby. And they were visiting right after I'd written this poem, and we'd gone out to Devil's Den to hang out during the day. And there was a big storm came in, and I read this to them in the car ride as the storm was hitting. We'd like, you know, lightning and stuff flashing. And I didn't realize that at the time, you know, when you write a poem, you don't necessarily know if it's a good one, or I don't know if it's going to be a good one or not, or if it's one that's going to stick, because I get so invested in what I'm trying to do with the poem and what its possibilities are. And also, when you're in the composition and revision process, the limitations of the poem are very apparent. So anyway, I read this poem in the middle of this awful storm, and it's kind of a crude look at children, I guess, and parental relationships. And I think it changes a little bit, but they just were sort of like, you should read that when you're in New York next time. And so I did. I've been reading this one. It's called Baby. Bring the fatted worm to the altar. I will pin down the skin. The body opened, what you imagined. An orphan cannot say his father is no man. A worm cannot say, no, no, don't do this. But the fatted baby can say, when he is older, I don't remember what my father cut from me. At the back of each eye beyond my death, I see a future without automobiles, save 2 chestnut Ford Mavericks in an abandoned salvage yard. Well, after my child has died, I will see the sun, as it will be on the backs of those cars, in the beginning of this new and ancient and only reality. I can hardly bring myself to flip the blinker. I can hardly turn the wheel right. If I break down, like the sun weeps, my child will hear the arietta in Beethoven's last sonata, and an image will strike my child's eye, optimistic beyond repair. That day will squeeze all that is holy from the body and set it down like a fish on a rock under the sun's violent love.
Matthew Henriksen of Fayetteville is the husband of Katie Henriksen, host of Note on KUAF. Matthew is also one of more than 20 poets scheduled to read as part of a Ozark Small Press Poetry Festival Friday and Saturday at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. You can learn more about the readings at burningchair.blogspot.com.